إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب، فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ثم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, time is a witness against all the things that we wish we could have accomplished in our lives, but because time ran out, we weren't able to do so. Time is a witness against previous nations who were given warnings after warnings. Follow Allah and His commands. And those who didn't do that, time was against them. Nations were perished because Allah Azza wa Jal caused the time should run out. Time is a witness for all of us sitting in this audience today. When you were young, you got caught up with the wrong friends and probably made a lot of mistakes. And you wish you could reverse time to change those mistakes. Time is now a witness against you because you simply can't do that. My brothers and sisters, in this profound surah of the Quran, a great scholar by the name of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala once said, if Allah Azza wa Jal gave us one surah of the Quran, it would be this surah, Surah Al-Asr. And if this is the only surah we had, it would be sufficient for a believer to live a healthy, successful Islamic life in this world and reap Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards in the Akhirah. Brothers and sisters, begin this journey with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins and He says, وَالْعَصْرِ. He swears by time, and the Qur'an does this in several surahs. Allah says in another surah, وَالْضُحَى. In another surah, وَالْفَجْرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal swears by time in the Qur'an, gives an oath by time. Now why does this happen? Why do you and I give an oath by something? We usually do this when we're upset. So you say, look, wallahi, if you do that one more time, I'm going to get upset. Or you want to emphasize your point. Wallahi, I'm going to be there. You've got to trust me. I'll do it. Or in a court system, you testify in front of the judge that you're going to tell the truth. So an oath, just in life in general, in our Sharia, is used for different things. But in the Quran, in this particular surah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, I swear by time. And He calls time in this surah, Asr. Asr is a really interesting term. It comes from the word asirun, and asirun literally refers to freshly squeezed juice. Now I want you to think for a moment. You know when you go to the store and you order a fresh glass of orange juice, and you see the person, they'll cut the orange and they'll begin to squeeze it in front of you, and you see the juice is dripping out of this orange. That's your life. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to you that your life and the time in your life is being squeezed out of you. You can't do anything. You are like a fruit, and every single day you live is like your life being squeezed one drop at a time. It's important for me to say that before we continue to the next ayah, you know, alhamdulillah, on a day like this, you see so much young people. For the young people, now that you have an introduction to the surah, it's talking about time. Listen to what Allah Azza wa Jal says next. Allah says, "Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr." Indeed, mankind are in the state of loss or khusr. Now here's a couple of things that you want to know, but young people, I want you to pay special attention because I'm going to speak to you directly in a moment. Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed all of mankind. Now the thing that you have to remember is, we are called insan, or the singular form, insun. Insun actually comes from the word nasya, which means to forget. So by default, we are a creation that forgets. That's why you need an alarm clock for everything. To wake up, for salah, for just your daily routine. You gotta set an alarm, you gotta remind yourself, you gotta put things in your calendars just so you don't forget. That's our nature. And Allah gives us this title, you are a creation that forgets. It's very easy to lose track of time. You become so preoccupied with work and life that it's very easy for somebody who isn't careful, who isn't disciplined, it's very easy for them to lose sight that, wait a minute, I haven't had time for Quran this entire week. I haven't had time for Allah this entire week. I don't know when was the last time I memorized the surah of the Quran. I don't know when was the last time I prayed two raka'ats just for no reason, simply because I want to do it for Allah. I recently met a brother who never made dua in 10 years. He never asked Allah for anything in 10 years. Today, that man is an imam in the city. Because why? He realized that his time is running out. And he began repenting to Allah for the 10 years he never asked Allah for anything. And today he's a leader in our community, teaching this community, teaching this city how to make dua, how to use your time wisely. Now it's important for you to understand, Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. They're in the state of khusr. They're in the state of loss. Now in Arabic, there are several ways to say that you're in the state of loss. If you say khusran, this is a major type of loss. If you say khasara, it's a consistent amount of loss. But when you say khusr, like it's mentioned in the ayah, this is the lightest form of loss. Why is that so important? Because no matter how much you have lost in your life, to Allah, it's the lightest form of loss and you still have time to make it up. Stop beating yourself on the head and telling yourself, you know what, I haven't worn hijab in 25 years. Why should I start now? Stop telling yourself that, you know, I haven't given my rights to my spouse since the day we got married. I still haven't given her her mahar and we've been married for 25 years. So why should I begin now? She has every right to hate me. I have every right to divorce her. Don't do that to yourself. Because one of the traps of shaitan is to attack your attitude. So you don't gain any altitude. You can't progress in your life. You can't change in your life. So in essence, Allah created you to become an eagle, a strong, powerful animal that moves forward, but you live your life like a chicken. You can't do anything. You're stuck to the ground. Why? Because shaitan trapped your attitude. You can't see the positive in all of the turmoil that you're going through. You can't see anything good in all the problems you're being engulfed in. So Allah says, just hold on one second. The greatest loss that you're suffering is not money, it's not power, it's not wealth. The greatest loss that mankind suffers with is when you don't use your time wisely. That's the thing that makes you rich. Now for the young people, I gotta say something to you directly, so pay attention. You don't have a lot of time. You don't have time in your life. You don't have time that every Friday you call up your boys and you go play video games. Let's go play ball. Let's go chill. Let's go do something. Girls, you don't have a lot of time to sit in front of the mirror and take 2 hours to put on your hijab. You don't have a lot of time to be sitting there on the phone all day and night. You have to build a level of integrity and respect for yourself. Because if you don't do it, how do you think this message is going to go on to other people and other nations? You guys, young people, you're the carriers of this religion. You're the carriers of this message. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? So if you sit there and you continue wasting every single day of your life, what's going to happen? You don't have a lot of time. And really, I can prove it to you. All you need to do is go to a cemetery and look at some of the dates that are written on those graves. You'll see some people were born 2015 and they died 2016. Stop saying to yourself you have your whole life ahead of you. Stop saying to yourself that you have time so you're just going to chill. Death is something that doesn't have an age limit. Death is something that when it comes to you, it doesn't apologize and say, oh wait a minute, you're still in your teens, I'll come back when you're older and you've finished making your hajj, then I'll come back. Once it finds you, you're sitting there and you're watching a haram movie, or you're sitting there clicking the mouse on watching things you shouldn't have been watching, death could find you. So be careful. You guys are the leaders of this ummah. You're going to carry this message on. And remember one other point, young people. Those of you who are sitting in here today, I bet you got friends that have probably never prayed Jum'ah before, or have probably never prayed Salah before. Who's going to tell your buddies that this stuff is important? They're going to see that from you. You're the one that has to be the alarm clock. You're the one that's got to say to your fellow Muslim, or to your friend, bro, what are you doing? Why are you talking to your mom that way? That's not right. You got to be the example. And the only way you're going to do that is you have to convince yourself and discipline yourself, I don't have time in my life. I could leave this world today and even tomorrow. Now adults, we share some of the responsibility in this. Because some of the adults that don't want to have that discipline with their kids, you know what they do? They get their children these iPads and be like, okay, just keep them busy. I don't have to deal with him. Your child comes to you and they look for support. But because you've been at work all day, you say to them, leave me alone, go to your mother. I'm tired, I'm stressed out, just go. You have to really be cautious of what you're doing. The greatest gift you can give young people is be their friend. And the way you develop friendship with young people is you learn to speak with them, communicate with them. If you don't have a door towards communication with young people, then they're going to find that with someone else. They're going to find parents on Facebook. They're going to find parents on their phone. They're going to find parents at school, and you're not going to be not even their friend anymore. Why? Because you're not talking to them. Mothers and fathers, remember one thing. When you go outside and you work and you strive to build a living for yourself, that's not your real job. You're doing all of that so that you can come home and do the real job. And the real job is you have to be a father and a mother and a parent. That's your real job. When you come home, that's when work begins. When your child comes to you and they're screaming, daddy, 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 mommy, 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 and all they want to do is just show their teeth and smile, then guess what you have to do? You have to look at that child and say, mashallah, wow, you have the most beautiful teeth in the world. Give them some approval and make them feel good. When your child comes home and you see your child going up to their room every single day, they don't talk to you. They don't want to have dinner with you. When they're driving in the car with you, you're driving and they're on their phone. And you have no idea who they're talking to. These are the signs you better pay attention to. Because you don't have time to fix this later. Because what's going to happen after that teenage bracket is this is, and may Allah Azza wa Jal protect our families and our parents from this. This is the time that if a child doesn't have that relationship with you, they abandon you. They abandon you. We see it every single day. You talk to these young people, why'd you leave your parents? Why do you hate them so much? Well, I don't really know my dad. Does he live with you? Yeah. I don't talk to him. My dad has never told me he loves me. My mom's always on the phone. So I don't get to talk to her either. Every time I want to talk to my dad, he's so grouchy, so irritated, so I don't want to talk to him. So who are your parents now? My boyfriend, my girlfriend, my buddies, these are my parents now. Brothers and sisters, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. You have to pay attention with what is happening. You know, there's a story of a man who went to the dentist. True story. And his tongue was so habitual with the remembrance of Allah. He couldn't stop saying dhikr of Allah. So the dentist wants to work and clean his teeth, but he won't stop saying the dhikr of Allah. So the dentist is saying, look, you need to stop moving your lips so I can operate. So he says to the dentist, tell the clock to stop ticking. That's the discipline you need to have. You have to tell yourself and convince yourself, I don't have time in my life. This could be my last Jumu'ah. You know what the scariest thing is for me standing in front of an audience? Is I never know if this is my parting message to this world. I don't know that this is the last message you will hear from Muslih Khan. That's the scariest thing about speaking to an audience. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. Allah Azza wa Jal always, subhanAllah, presents to you a problem, but He never leaves you hanging. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, always gives you a solution. There are four ingredients in this surah that are the four keys to success in this world and in the hereafter. Doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what status you have, doesn't matter what background you are, doesn't matter the level of knowledge you have. Four things, you hold on to it, Allah will give you success in this world and in the hereafter. Here is number one. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. With the exception of those who believe. This is not just an iman lesson. When I say to you believe, you have faith in your life. You messed up for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Allah says, have faith. If you have faith in me, that's good enough. I'll guide you the rest of the way. If you messed up with your kids, the secret if you want to get through with children is you never give up. The worst crime a parent can commit with their children is you give up on your children. Don't you ever give up on them. Allah told us in Quran, they are a fitna for you. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. Understand and know very clearly, your wealth and your children, they're a trial for you. So as long as you're breathing and you have the strength to speak, then don't give up. Have faith in Allah. This is how Allah is now rectifying your situation. You keep losing time in your life, here's how you're going to start to utilize it. Number one, have faith in me, believe in me, trust in me. I'm right here. You're the one that keeps leaving me. I don't go anywhere. You're the one that forgot to ask me for forgiveness. I was always there to forgive you. I was always there to help you. So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. You can't just talk the talk without walking the walk. You got to put your life in action. Now, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ is very beautiful in the Qur'an. When you say action in Arabic, there are a couple of words. One of them is fi'lun. Fi'lun is just a random general action. Amal is more specific because when you do it with the right intention, now that action becomes an act of ibadah and worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says the second ingredient to a successful life is that you actually have to put positive, constructive action in your life. How do you do that? For some of us, you have to change things in your life. You have to set curfews for your children. Son, get off the phone at 9 o'clock. You have to tell your daughter, 2 hours for a shower, 2 hours for your hijab. You need to cut that down in half. You have to talk to them and set rules and guidelines. That's also amilu salihat, righteous deeds. You actually start to change things in your life. If you haven't been praying, you don't have a Quran in your car, you're not listening to Allah's message in your car, I always tell students, you better think twice about driving again. You're losing barakah in your vehicle. You're losing barakah in the time that you spend with your children in the car. So get yourself some Quran CDs and from time to time, play that stuff. You see, the problem that we have is we always reserve Islamic discussion for Islamic times. You know, when you hear a khutbah about the Day of Judgment, that's when the Day of Judgment discussion starts to happen. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Quran, these kinds of topics have to be just as relevant as sports. Just as relevant as life. You know, when you're at the dinner table, you should be from time to time having discussions about the hellfire. And you're eating dinner. Not when you just put a CD in the car and the sheikh gets you all routed up. Then you have that discussion. It has to be something very normal and part of your everyday life and routine with yourself and your children. So that's what amilu salihat. Now salihat is very beautiful as well. Salihat comes from the word sulhun. Sulhun means to correct something and make it better. So you have to look at yourself in the mirror every single day. Brothers and sisters, listen to this very carefully. You got to look at yourself every single day in the mirror and say to yourself, well, what can I fix today about me? What am I doing that's wrong? How did I mess up yesterday? How do I fix you today? That's what you have to do every single day. That's what salihat is. You're constantly in the state of repair and reconstruction with your righteous deeds. You never stop. Here's the third ingredient. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And the fourth and final ingredient, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Now the word تَوَاصَوْا belongs to the family of tafa'ul. Arabic students know what I'm talking about. It belongs to the family of tafa'ul. Tafa'ul kind of words mean a mutual relationship, a mutual agreement. So Allah is saying here in this ayah, counsel each other with the truth and with patience. In other words, if you're going to give advice to people, then you have to receive advice as well. You're not always the commander and chief, but you also have to be the employee. You also have to be just the regular worker that you receive advice from others. You know, some of us, when I say us, I mean us generally as a Muslim culture. We've developed this attitude that once we reach a certain level, we've made Hajj 12 times, we've memorized Quran, we started practicing Dideen. Some Muslims develop this attitude that they look down upon those Muslims who aren't wearing hijab, who don't want to go for Hajj. Don't do that to yourself, because one day, you know what may happen? Allah may snatch away guidance from you and give it to the person that you're looking down upon. So be careful. Love for your brother what you love for yourself. Allah brought you out of darkness. They're still drowning. So you know what you got to do? You got to go and help them. You got to go and pull them out. And at the same token, you could be the sheikh or the imam, you gotta take some advice as well. You gotta take that advice that kid came and say, sheikh, I saw you blasting your radio in your car, isn't that haram? You can't have your ego step in. You have to say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. May Allah forgive me. I'm a human being too. I make mistakes too. You have to humble yourself. That's what advice is. That you take it, tawassaw bilhaq, and you also receive it. Now, what's interesting is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says haq, the truth. Stop taking this indirect route in advising somebody. Tell it to them, but tell it to them with qawlan sadida. Be explicit and be clear, but be respectful and dignified. Don't insult somebody. Don't put them down. Don't talk to them like they're furniture. Don't talk to them like they have no feelings. This is another bad habit so much adults have with young people, is they treat them like they're nobody. They treat them like they have no feelings. Go sit down. Go stand up. Go clean this. Go walk here. Sit again. Walk this. Do that. As if they have no feelings in their life. You'll be very shocked. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam sometimes used to see young kids playing, and you know what he would go and do? He'd go and play with them. Imagine the Prophet of Allah lets down his guards for a few minutes and he starts running. It's like playing tag with kids. There's even one narration that he would pick up some of the children and he would kind of throw them in the air. Random kids. Just throw them in the air and play with them. Love and respect for young people. The last and final ingredient I will conclude with in the second part of the khutbah. My brothers and sisters, may Allah Azza wa Jal put barakah in our time. May Allah Azza wa Jal put barakah in our life. May Allah Azza wa Jal put barakah in our children and our families, in our work, in our everyday life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with strength and honor. Allahumma ameen. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, I conclude. وتواصل بالصبر. Counsel each other with patience. I know it's hard. It's not easy being Muslim today. It's not easy holding on to La ilaha illallah. Sisters, it's not easy wearing that scarf on your head. I know it. Brothers, it's not easy for you to make the decisions. I don't want pork. I don't take alcohol. I don't want to go to that invitation. I don't want to go to that party. I need to have halal income. So you got to say no to that job and go to the job that's paying you less. I know it. Be patient. We are the ummah of patience. Why do you think there isn't something that happens to the disbelievers or those who are causing trouble, whoever they are, the ones who cause mischief in this world? Why do you think Allah doesn't destroy that? Because Allah said, you, Ummah Muhammad, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you, just be patient. Because you and I, we are the last chapter of mankind. There is no scripture after us, there is no one else that will come. We will now go until the Day of Judgment. Be patient. May Allah Azza wa Jal rain upon us sabr and patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our faith and our understanding, our ilm and our knowledge and action. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and protect our young children. May Allah Azza wa Jal cause them to be leaders of this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and honor our mothers and fathers. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve and protect them, as well as bless and honor those who have passed away, our mothers and fathers who have passed away. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to give them your Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma amin. My brothers and sisters, these are the four ingredients that I leave you with. Take it and go. Take it and remind yourself. Take it and fulfill your destiny. And don't busy yourself with your history and all the mistakes you made. Start to look forward. You can change. Allah Azza wa Jal kept you alive because He sees you still have what it takes to carry this message of Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all. We conclude and send peace and blessings to our Rasul salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Kama amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allah wa ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين